Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 17th, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with thin bezels. The latest rumor about the unreleased iPhone 15 Pro Max expected this fall is that it will have record-breakingly thin bezels. While not the most exciting feature we expect, the alleged leak came from a Twitter user known as Ice Universe, who doesn't have much of a track record when it comes to Apple, and promotes various sponsors, I mean smartphones, on his channel. In medical news, a new Apple Watch study shows promise for the device being able to predict pain episodes related to sickle cell anemia. Researchers at Duke and Northwestern universities, among others, say that patients wearing an Apple Watch Series 3 works as a way to predict vaso-occlusive crises, which is when sickle-shaped red blood cells obstruct circulation in the sufferer's blood vessels, causing such pain that victims are often hospitalized. Being able to accurately predict upcoming episodes could allow patients to get treatment ahead of the severe pain. So far, the most successful model of how this would work has reached an accuracy level of 84.5%. This does not necessarily mean the feature will be added to the Apple Watch in the near future. In other news, Facebook is copying Twitter's blue check verification add-on, with the only real difference being that Facebook will be charging more for the privilege. That said, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says subscribers will also get, quote, extra impersonation protection against accounts claiming to be you, and get direct access to customer support, unquote. The feature will cost $12 per month if you get it directly from Facebook, or $15 per month as an iOS or Android in-app purchase. It is currently only available in the U.S., Australia, and New Zealand for people aged 18 years and older. Two-factor authentication must be enabled, and verification involves checking government-issued ID. The Apple Maps detailed city experience has now expanded to Boston, Massachusetts, adding 3D landmarks, street markings, and specific placement of trees, walkways, and building designs. Boston will make the 12th U.S. city to get the detailed city experience on Apple Maps, which currently includes Atlanta, Chicago, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Philadelphia, San Diego, San Francisco in the Bay Area, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Outside America, the upgraded maps are also available in London, England, Melbourne and Sydney in Australia, and Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver in Canada. Finally for today, OG iPhone madness continues, with an auction we told you about on our February 23rd report having concluded on March 16th. One item from the treasure trove of rare Apple items included a sealed original iPhone from 2007, which sold for $54,904. An Apple Lisa One, formerly owned by Apple's first chief operating officer, Del Yoakum, sold for $81,251, while even an iPhone 11 autographed by Tim Cook sold for just shy of $4,000. Two of the most interesting items, beyond those already mentioned, were a rare working Apple One computer signed by Steve Wozniak, which was estimated to sell for over $500,000. The actual selling price was not disclosed as it was not sold at auction, but a deal was struck with an interested party after the auction ended. Another item was a memo from Steve Jobs with technical instructions and schematics for creating a digital counting machine out of an Apple I computer. Jobs himself would later modify such a model at an auto store to use the nascent computer to display the customer number of the most recently serviced vehicle, according to RR Auction presale material. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Friday, March 17th, 2023.